possibly like clouds. We should get a kitten, Pipsy Whipsy. 2 kittens. No, 3. Or better still, 17.
An excellent idea. We shall get them this very day.
Get what, Pippington Pibble?
Kittens.
Oh, now I cannot stand kittens.
Dear Flora.
Oh, do not be vexed with me, my Pips are poodle parents. You do not. Am I not pretty?
Of course.
Then forgive me, Pipsarama Pipply Poo.
I do. And let me kiss your pretty face.
Oh, giddy again. Oh.
At first, I took her constant swooning to be a simple girlish delight. But soon it became more than that. Any excitement seemed to cause another turn.
I'm home, dearest.
Pipworthy! Oh, my Pipworthy Pipsington! Oh, blimey!
It happened with greater and greater frequency, and for smaller and smaller reasons.
Here we are, in that very crowded shop you like, which sells small glass ornaments.
Yes. Oh, right. Here we go.
Soon, Flora was virtually bedridden, and I called in the best physician in the country, Dr. Anthony Cureson by Chance.
I trained in Edinburgh, where I learned absolutely everything about medicine in this day and age.
A long process, I imagine.
It's a week. Now, shall I examine your wife?
He did so, but the news was not good.
I'm afraid your wife is suffering from what we doctors call non-specific weakness.
Is it serious?
It is potentially fatal. But do not worry, Mr. Bin. I shall save your wife. Terms and conditions apply. The health of your wife may go down as well as up.
Alas, there was little he could do. These days, she would have been treated with ether, opium, or possibly cocaine. But such medical marvels were beyond all knowledge back then.
I have tried everything.
Everything?
Yes. Tinctures, linctuses, lotions, emollients, and creams. Having a good hard think about it. Crossing my fingers and hoping it goes away. Crossing her fingers and hoping it goes away. Crossing the road and just going away. And, of course, beef.
Is there nothing more to be done?
Certain companies are working on experimental procedures, but they will be expensive.
Oh, expense matters not. I must save her.
Well, I have heard tell of a remarkable invention known as pills and tablets.
Pills and tablets? Then we must fetch it at once.
The pills and tablets cost me a small fortune. Luckily, I had a large fortune, but in truth, I would have paid anything to cure my beloved Flora.
I shall now administer the pills and tablets.
If she is to have them, I must test them first.
Miss Hardthrasher had heard of Flora's illness and returned from casting moral aspersions on Spanish prostitutes to be her constant helper. She swallowed 2 pills and tablets, and we awaited the outcome.
I feel splendid, absolutely splendid. These will cure her, I have no doubt of it. Oh dear, I think I'm going to die.
Oh. It probably wasn't the pills and tablets. Maybe a snake bit her.
No, it is too big a risk. She shall not take them.
No. Pippy Whippy Ping Pong Poo, I must try them.
It is not wise.
But I am not wise. I'm pretty.
And you are so, so pretty, my dear.
Let me take the pills and tablets.
Reluctantly, I acquiesced. And she took them with a glass of medical gin.
Oh.
What is it, dearest?
I cannot see.
No, she is blind.
I cannot hear.
She is deaf.
And I cannot speak.
Surely that's not right.
Or maybe I can speak but cannot hear it because I cannot hear.
Yes, my love, that is it.
The weakness is taking her, Mr. Ben.
No.
Oh, I can see heaven. And it is filled with spaniels. And with chocolate. And it's a lovely sunny day. And the sun is melting the chocolate. And what with all the spaniels, there's dog hair in it. In fact, that hairy chocolate doesn't look very tasty. But it is heaven. And so I leave you. Goodbye. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, adieu. 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 To you. And you, and you.
And with that, my beloved wife died.
No!
Or So we thought.
Oh, actually, I feel fantastic. Anyone fancy an arm wrestle?
Dearest, you are alive.
Oh, false alarm, I'm afraid. Bye, everyone.
This time, she really was gone for good.
No.
Or so we thought. And alas, this time we were right.
Mr. Ben.
Get out! Get out, damn you! Why? Why did you leave me?
You told me to go!
Not you!
My grief was great indeed. All color drained from my life. Everything was black. I had my house painted black. I wore only black. I ate only black.
Here you are, Pip-Bin. Some lovely coal soup with a nice slice of charcoal pie and a really, really, really off banana.
And then one morning, the visitor entered who made my mood worse than black, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
Pip-Bin, I heard your wife would rather die than live with you.
You come to mock my anguish.
I find your pain nourishing. But now I have merely come to boast about how my company, Benevolent Pharmaceuticals, has made a small fortune from its new products, pills and tablets.
You! You are responsible for the medicine that killed my wife!
Yes! Oh, and this might interest you. A court claim which says your invention of the bin was intellectual theft.
From whom?
An American gentleman by the name of Harlan J. Trashcan. You're going to be ruined, and when you're ruined, I'm going to laugh. And then take your sister and make her mine.
No!
Yes!
Never!
Soon! I'll see you in court, Pip-Bin.
Was this how it was to end? With nothing but humiliation in the courts, a dead wife, and a dishonored sister to show for a life of so much promise.
That's awful. I can't bear it. Did your wife recover?
She was dead.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's enough for this week. But return next week, and you shall hear what happened in court, how Mr. Benevolent tried to destroy me, who lived and who died, and how this whole sorry tale concludes.
Bleak Expectations is written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as Sir Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Benevolent, Celia Imrie as Aunt Lily, Lawrence Howard as Mr. Parsimonious, Jeffrey Whitehead as Chastity Hardthrasher, Susie Kane as Pippa, Sarah Hadland as Lily, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, Martha Howe Douglas as Flora, Mark Perry as Flora's father, and Mark Evans as Dr. Cure Some by Chance. It was produced by Gareth Edwards.